Hey everyone, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is the Digital Savage Experience, episode 18, People Don't Want to Be Successful. So for the past few weeks, I've seen just a lot of stuff out there, people just talking, or in terms of putting off their behavior, what they really want to do, and the goals they want to reach, but they're not doing anything to actually get there. So I think a lot of stuff comes obviously from your upbringing in terms of how you are, but that's actually learned. So you can break that chain, whatever it is, that negative behavior. But it's just like common sense and courtesy too. So in the last month, I had my car hit twice. One of the cars, kind of severely, with, you know, no nothing. Just rude as anything. I parked far and nothing. So I mean, it's a courtesy issue. It's not necessarily they're successful or not, but I respect people's property and what people work hard for. Not to say you have to be materialistic, you don't, but people work hard, and if they reward themselves for that hard work and don't just throw all their money away, that's fine. Anyone can do whatever they want with their money, but I think it's a start. So, I mean, if I find people like that that have no common courtesy for other people's property, I don't want to mess with them in terms of business. Another instance, going to the gym. So I make it a point to go to the gym at lunch. A few times that I've went in the last 2 weeks, I always hold the door for whoever it is, no matter what. Even if I have to wait, you know, 15, 20 seconds for somebody walking afar, if I know they're walking to the door, I'll hold it. So majority of people say thank you. Some actually don't say thank you for like even double doors, not even thanks, oh, I appreciate it. Or if they walk by, see me right behind them, just like leave the door, go, let the door go and slam like in my face. So like, I'm not about that either. Like, you have no manners, that's not going to be successful either. It's just kind of those foundational behaviors or mindsets. Like, if you're going to be rude, if you're not going to have any common decency, I can't mess with you in terms of business. I mean, it's a foundation in terms of a mindset. So another funny thing, I was at the gym, leg workout, spent 40, 45 minutes in the gym, but I had to do calf raises. I get to the machine, dude's on there, fine. Another dude comes up to him, talks to him for about 20, 25 minutes. So I'm not going to get mad. So I just walk around, do everything I need to, and keep looking if he, you know, left the machine or not. For 35 minutes, dude was on the machine with an iPad talking to another dude. When I finally finished every other exercise I had, I walked over there and asked how many sets the person had, which at that time he still said two. Homie, you've been on the machine for 35 minutes. How do you have two more sets? You've done, I don't know, five sets in 35 minutes and then watched iPad and talked to a person? How is that successful? Yes, I appreciate you being in the gym, but I can't mess with you in terms of fitness or business when you waste time like that. I'm literally in the gym at lunch, 35, 40 minutes, do the body part I need to. Namely, I do isolation workouts, so one body part and cardio real quick. I have the time to get home to my home office, shower, eat lunch, and take the dogs out all within 1 hour. So it's kind of a use of time. So if I see people all around me waste their time like that, they don't want to be successful. They're just watching time pass by, and I'm not really about that or down with that. Other things, there's just frustrating things all around me. It's just kind of when you start thinking differently in terms of trying to break out of the system, in terms of being oppressed by debt and things of that nature, which society wants you and the system wants you in debt and working for other people and not having financial freedom and kind of just buying into that. Like, America's set up all on credit. If everything defaults, it straight out crashes. If I can, I buy everything cash, or if I don't need it, I don't buy it. Like, credit's one of the biggest kind of lies you have. I mean, if you can buy it with cash, you don't need credit. You don't need to build credit. Like, what are you proving? Nothing. Like, other than you can pay your bills, which if you can't, you can to begin with. So It is what it is. It's kind of financial responsibility and things of that nature. But lately, also, sometimes me and my wife do Airbnb. And a few weeks ago, we weren't going to take it, but for a week, we had a Buddhist nun stay with us. Well, I'm Christian, non-denominational, so I kind of believe in having a personal relationship with God, and Jesus died for my sins, and through him you have everlasting life if you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. So I believe that, but I mean, I'm not gonna hate on people or force them into my religion. If, they ask or it comes up, I'll bring up my faith and what it means to me, and if they want to hear more, I kind of break down more. But actually, there was interesting conversations we had about just positivity and things of that nature. And I've tried for the past month or two to kind of plant seeds of positivity, of creativeness, of generosity, of not letting things get to me. So kind of planting seeds is, you put all these things out, especially on social media. So people direct message me or email me digital marketing question, I probably give them advice that I would give in, $1,000, $2,000, couple hour brainstorming session in terms of strategy, and give it all for free. I want to see people succeed. It's the United States. It's the most open kind of economy where you can actually make it, especially on the internet or doing things on the internet. And I've been doing this for a few weeks, just reaching out to people. I see people ask questions, give detailed answers, not that generic, generalist nonsense where, yeah, I'm an expert, but yeah, I can't jump in the trenches and do what needs to be done or explain things or have case studies or examples of success for the actual theory that you're talking about. So the funny thing is that what we talked about with the Buddhist monk is basically anger and positivity and not letting things get to you. So I think that's an important attribute of being successful. Like, who cares what people think? If you have a goal, if you know how to reach it and you're taking the steps to reach them, doesn't matter. People are gonna hate and hate and hate and then just stop hating and just be jealous and then keep hating some more. And they're still gonna be in the space where they were. And if you took the actions and steps to get to where you were going, you're so much further in the journey. So who cares if somebody says something negative? But with that, you have the power to have those people get to you. So if somebody's saying something mean to you or nasty or like putting you down, you are the one that gives permission for them to do that. If you don't give them the permission to be mean to you, yes, it's still going to affect you, but you can brush that off a lot easily, that negativity and that hate. And then just cutting people out. People that, overreact, that have a lot of drama. There's a lot of memes out there, successful people versus unsuccessful people. And just not necessarily cutting those people out, but kind of phasing them out, hanging out with them less. And obviously, if you're trying to do improve and read and attain knowledge and network and grow your business, grow your, client base, your connections, you're not gonna have time for people that just sit there, complain, and do nothing. So the funny thing is, we have neighbors and kind of squash it, but that didn't really happen. So it is what it is. People can't get upset so easily because a lot of stuff in life happens. And if it's a joke, and a genuine joke and nothing malicious, then, squash it and move on. Like, I mean, it can't be that difficult. So there's just kind of a lot of things, some of these things that I just brought up, and I think all lead to kind of success. So the use of your time. See, some of the most successful people actually procrastinate and don't necessarily apply their time well, but the time they do have, they get a lot done. And then obviously they have people to better kind of structure their time and other people to get things done that they may not have time to do or they're not good at in terms of prioritizing that time. So the time is important. The time's important to me. I try to kind of schedule out my time in terms of work, learning, blogging, doing interviews, doing vlogs, doing additional content, spending time with family, friends, dogs, traveling, that kind of stuff. But I mean, granted, I'm not the best person at it. I think, procrastinate, waste time. I still think at this point, I mean, I could have 100 episodes on my podcast. I could have converted the podcast from where I host it now to more professional host. I could have found sponsors. I could have got co-hosts. I could have got more features about my brand and myself. I could have did personal brand development a little bit better. But regardless of the steps, there's still steps forward. And I try to take steps every week. Every month, trying to go to a few networking things, a few things in terms of family and friends, do a few contributor posts on some of the sites that I contribute to, at least one to two blog posts on my personal blog, at least one to videos in terms of vlog. I started a series last month called Roman and Alexa with posts with me and Amazon Alexa and kind of having a conversation and see where that goes. And there Alexa goes because she doesn't understand, so that's a problem still. But anyway, forget that happened. But yeah, I just try to be positive, try to break my time up, and try to at least do one thing to further advance where I'm trying to be, who I'm trying to be as a professional, as a husband, as a future father, as a brother, business person, expert, whatever you want to call it, and trying to take positive steps moving forward. A lot of people can't do that. They just dwell and, hey, how'd he get here? Well, he stayed up and worked, 15 hours, 18 hours a day for years and years to find a breakthrough. I think people give up a lot in terms of not getting to where they want to be, give up really easily. And I mean, obviously, you're not going to get to where you want to be or be successful if you take that route. So in general, I mean, this episode is more of a rant, but I mean, it's my everyday life. This is what I've experienced, and it's like sometimes being stuck in a twilight zone in terms of what's going on, how people's attitudes aren't built for success, but they want to be successful. They want to be, the best in their careers. Or the best business people, the best entrepreneurs, but they literally do nothing, and all of their behavior is not conducive to their goals, and they do nothing to change it. So, just putting that out there. Granted, yes, I have a lot of stuff to work on, and I try to work on it weekly. Sometimes I fail. We're all human, but I just try to keep moving forward, one day at a time. So, if you guys have any suggestions, comments, feel free to contact me on any form of social media, the website. If you guys need any digital marketing services, Nova Zora Digital is always happy to help or at least have an initial conversation if we're the right fit for you. Feel free to subscribe on any major podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Play, here in terms of Anchor, Overcast, and other platforms. And until next time, take care, guys. Keep hustling. Have a good one.